understanding. And back those days, we wore jodhpurs and big boots, mm-hmm. lace-up boots. And they had little, I threw mine away a few years ago. Of course, I wish I'd have kept them. Yes. Of course, they were too little. I could never have gotten in them. But back then, they were all right. But I mean, in the last 30, 40 years, I couldn't have gotten in them. And I'd go hunting once in a while. I was standing there until he told me to shoot shotgun. And the thing knocked me against a tree. Hadn't been for the tree, I just knocked me down. So I never did fool with the gun much after that.
What were you hunting for? What were you hunting
for? We were hunting rabbits.
That may be bear.
Mm-mm. Rabbit. Rabbits and birds.
At the school grounds, did they have any play equipment for you?
No, not back in those days. We just got together.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, now they have everything. Because back then, you just had to talk. Now, this is off the record. Mm. Does that make any difference?
Let's see. Where
I don't know enough about them anyway.
In the playground equipment that children do play on, when they're balancing each other, what do you call that?
Seesaws. Now, we did have those.
Yes.
We had those at home.
Mm-hmm. How did you make those?
My daddy always made seesaws. We always had seesaws at home. One get on one end, one on the other. Now, up and down we'd go.
How did he put
now, that's the only thing I remember that we had as far as something to play on. And we used to play paper dolls a lot, too. Children now don't know what paper dolls are. They really don't. You say paper dolls, they don't know what you're talking about. And then some of my aunts that had those old player pianos. And we used to love to go there and listen to those things play. They were on roads. I guess you've seen them. And we'd go there and sit by the hour and listen to that. Oh, she wouldn't let us put our fingers on it.
Really?
To have a fingerprint on it. She kept it perfect. And she didn't have any children.
Mm-hmm.
But she let us come over there. But we had to sit like little ladies. We didn't.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't roam around. And the only thing we could do was go to the cupboards. She had one of those old-fashioned cupboards, big old cupboards.
Mm-hmm.
We could go there and get cookies. Well, of course, Grandmother had one of those, too,
mm-hmm.
but she kept things. And food was kept in those, food that we keep. But I look back now and I see the things that they kept then, we wouldn't think of keeping now, but they never killed anybody.
Like what?
Well, say cookies and things that would stay there, because she made her own cookies.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they didn't have the preservatives that the cookies they have in them now. They were just made out of like you'd make your bread and stuff and pie crust and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But Grandmother made our bread every Saturday she baked.
Mm-hmm.
And she made all of our bread for the whole week and enough for herself and enough for Mother and our family. And every Saturday afternoon, the late afternoon, somebody had to go get the bread.
What kind did she bake?
She made loaf bread and she made rolls.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, cookies and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And she cooked all day Saturday, baked all day Saturday, like bread and pies and cakes and cookies and things like that. And tea cakes. Did you ever hear about tea cakes? They were little round things that they call them now. Butter cookies in the store, except they looked like that, but they were different.